producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of a junk coming out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we got a special hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're going to introduce a new friend to the program, a doctor, a healer, a teacher, all the way from Israel originally, and we'll get there. But Liam Sheff, how did we hook up with this guy? He's known as Dr. T, and no, it's not Richard Gere in the role when he played Dr. T in The Women. It's somebody else. But how did we hook up with this guy? Because he's really good. We talked off the air.
It's our friend Amanda of Stockton LO1. Mm-hmm. She said to me, Liam, I said, look, I got this crap on my face. I don't know what to do about it. She said, oh, it's just nothing. It's nothing. Just go see Dr. T. And I think of Mr. T, you know, from the 80s. And I think, why don't I go to somebody and I don't even know his name? Oh, just Liam, just watch his video. And she sent me a video. Mm-hmm. And I was writing, so I didn't watch it. She kept saying, did you watch it? I said, no, I'm going to. And then I came down and I met him. And he's bright, very bright, articulate guy. And he said, look, I'm going to put this horrifying scarring acid. No, he said, I'm going to put this little dot of stuff on your face. And he put it on my face. Mm-hmm. And he said, it's going to form. He gave me a whole paper. I had to sign something. And he said, it's going to form a scab. It formed a scab. Mm-hmm. He said, don't wash it. Don't scrape it off, et cetera. Well, a number of weeks went by. The thing fell off. And the mole that I had was much, 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 much diminished and much smaller. And there was no scarring. And it looked like it was simply a very small version of what had been there before.
Okay.
There was another one that he treated that went away. And it just went away. And I thought, well, what is this? I tried to shake him down to get the magic recipe. So he was pretty cool to talk to. He's very history and political minded. He knows probably about everything in the body, and he'll tell you about it right now.
All right, so let's bring him on, Dr. Adiel Tel-Oren, and he's Dr. T for everybody that knows him. He's got so many initials after his name, MD, DCL, and we can go on and on and on and learn about that. But Dr. T, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, I you know, I've enjoyed talking with you off the air, but I'm glad to get you on the air. Of course, we're going to start talking a little bit about skin, maybe your backstory, how you got started. But there are a lot of folks that don't know holistically that there are options to address some pretty scary issues that Liam occasionally has. And he'll call me up and I'll say, take this homeopathic remedy. And he got through to you and he actually applied something topically, had great success. And he says, Robert, you got to get Dr. T on. So here we are all together. So thanks for being here.
Well, it's my pleasure, and I have to say, I don't say that my claim to fame has to do with skin.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a little thing that I do on the side, but it's a little thing that impacts tens of thousands of lives because so many people have skin lesions that they want to get rid of, and so many people are worried about skin cancer and worried about other types of unsightly developments on their face or everywhere on their body. And so over the 25 years that I've been doing that, I've just been experimenting in ways that I could help people very practically and effectively in a way that is proven, as opposed to some of those things that you don't know if it really helped. You don't know if you had a diagnosis that was correct.
Sure.
You're not sure if it really helped. But here it's a proven method and you can see the results very rapidly. And it can be applied to any type of lesion that you might consider, even things that you don't even think that are possible, could be treated using that. So over the years, I probably treated 200 types of skin lesions on about 100,000 people. And the doctors that I trained have added about maybe 20,000 more people to that number.
Now, were you originally seeing folks in Israel and then came to the United States, or how did this transpire?
Well, I originally started in the United States, but because I traveled quite a lot to Thailand and Nepal and Israel, where societies are less litigious,
yes,
I tried experimenting first with people over there to see the results and to tweak my formula and to improve my application techniques. And finally, I realized that what I have is truly applicable to so many types of conditions of the skin that it's a shame not to make it a little more official. And that's when I started traveling around the United States doing skin clinics and training other local licensed physicians to do my technique. And that's the trend that we are trying to establish right now. Although in most of the clinics, I still have to run the show. My goal is to have more of those licensed local physicians do that.
All right. Well, I'd like to hear that you're training more. Absolutely. Now, I want to get more into this because dermatologists are some of the scariest doctors in my mind because all they do are cut on you or poison you from the skin outward inward. And is there a way to address these lesions without having to poison the body? And that's a serious question. Because allopathic medicine, you know, they're good at some things, but in certain areas, it's like a cost-benefit ratio. Sometimes the cost is too high, and I don't mean in dollars.
Yeah, I totally agree, and I don't like to, turn this into a punching bag type show where I, bash the dermatologist. But sometimes it definitely is an attractive prospect because there are so many things that I see. That so many dermatologists, some of them are good people and do a good job, but for the most part, the standard of care is leading doctors to doing things that are not truly beneficial for the patient, but are more beneficial for the profession. And there's no coincidence that dermatologists are among the highest paid specialists, even though they're only dealing with skin deep conditions and they rarely have to be awakened in the middle of the night for emergency, and they have a fairly easy life, yet they make so much money because people are so scared about their skin.
Right. Well, and they don't make reference points to the deeper level functions of the body, the health of the gastrointestinal system, the liver, all of these things that as far as Liam was relating to me about you and what you, and by the way, Dr. T has a website. I encourage you to go there. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. It's echopolitan.com. And you'll learn more about Dr. T, his first visit here. I'm just fascinated by some of your backstory as well as we're learning through Liam. The first entryway was through the skin, interestingly enough, which, by the way, can absorb a lot of stuff. So we want to be careful what you put on it.
Right. And, it's ecopolitan as in ecological metropolitan. So it's ecopolitan, E-C-O, politan. If you say echo, people might think it's like a reverberation.
Sure, eco, E-C-O, we got it. And we have it linked up. So if you're not sure, come to robertscottbell.com. We link directly. You'll see a picture of Dr. T, and you'll go there and learn more.
Picture with all of the moles that I have on my head?
Oh, yeah, yeah, no. If we show pictures of Liam and me, you're okay. You're going to be fine.
You're so funny. So you're absolutely right.
Why did you include me in that?
Oh, I mean, just me. Pictures of me there, everybody's good.
All right.
So it's a clown show. Now I understand what I'm into. It's a lot of fun with you guys, and you're absolutely right. All these organs that you have mentioned, the liver, the kidneys, the intestinal organs, are all connected with the skin and manifest in various ways with the skin. And even the nervous system is directly giving information and even food to skin cells, which react and respond in various ways. So anything that is not smooth, anything that is different color or texture from the baby's butt skin that we used to be with when we were born, is considered a lesion, meaning an abnormality, a pathology. And just because we were born with it, and just because we had it for 10 or 20 years, does not change the fact that it is a pathological development, a change in the skin that represents some kind of an abnormal physiology in one part or another of the body
right.
that affects your skin, which is your largest organ.
Well, Dr. T, like, I have this little, Amanda said to me, hey, that thing on your nose, and so is Liam, that thing on your nose, I mean, it doesn't bother me, it's a little bump. I'm not concerned about it, but I mean, even that, you say there's something that you can do to address those things.
Of course, and some people enjoy having a horn on their nose, and I cannot fault them for that, you know, maybe they're lacking horns somewhere else, and they but ultimately, when things grow on your face,
mm-hmm.
beyond the health aspect, beyond the fact that we have an imbalance, for example, if the cranial nerves from the brainstem are shooting too many impulses that go into the skin and telling those skin cells to grow rapidly and replicate, leading to the formation of a tumor, which people might call a mole
mm-hmm.
or a nevus in a more scientific lingo, these are growths, and even if they are benign, they are tumors that indicate that the nervous system was imbalanced when it grew or when it is still growing.
Yeah, fascinating link from the nervous system on out to a mole or a growth like that. And do you tie these into, let's say, emotional traumas? A lot of things that manifest physically are due to things we don't even remember from childhood or even earlier.
You know, I cannot prove that, and I'm a scientist, so I cannot make such statements, but I have a very interesting story that happened on more than one occasion where people came to me with numerous enlarged growths on their scalp or on their face, and when they all fell off after one treatment, and in most cases one treatment is enough,
mm-hmm.
sometimes the lesion requires a second application to get rid of them completely.
Yeah.
But when all of them fell off, they come to me shocked and surprised and telling me, I can't believe it, Doc. But since all of those lesions fell off, all of the anxiety attacks that I used to suffer from, waking me up at night with palpitation, with, you know, with heartbeats that couldn't allow me to fall asleep, all of that disappeared as soon as they fell off.
Well, we're going to talk more about this emotional link as well to skin lesions, if you will, and some strategies to safely remove them, whether it be done from an internal or external perspective. Liam Sheff is here with us, connecting us with Dr. T. Ecopolitan.com is the link at robertscottbell.com. Say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors for making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Back with more of Dr. T and Liam Sheff after this brief break.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Rise! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Got a story from years ago with my mentor in homeopathic medicine, and I think you'll find this interesting as you link, Dr. T, the emotional issues with skin of a little boy who was covered in warts. And the mother kept threatening to take him to the doctor, you know, to have them removed. And he was so frightful of the doctors, he says, no, I don't want to go, I don't want to go. But finally, she got so fed up with it that she told him, tomorrow morning, that's it, I've had it, we're going, there's no getting out of it. In the morning, we're going to the doctor and having these warts removed. And the next morning, the little boy woke up, the mother looked, the warts were gone. Literally, you talk about that defies explanation, but yet recognizes that there are emotional manifestations and that defy, like, okay, a viral cause to warts. How did it just suddenly disappear like that?
Well, I could explain it based on physiology.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it doesn't defy explanation. I always like to find the explanation because to me, as a physician, it's important to be able to explain to people what's happening in their body. And the mind-body medicine has been around for 30 years. Many doctors have been talking about it 30 years ago, and people were making fun of them, but now it's actually completely recognized and plenty of science to explain how the mental state and how emotions affect your neurology and your immune system and your inflammation. And when it comes to warts are basically a manifestation of a virus that can take advantage of you when the immune system is down,
mm-hmm,
or suppressed. And when you trigger a healthier immune response, sometimes some types of warts, especially the kind that are occurring on small children, which are known as molluscum contagiosum.
Right.
That's the term of these type of warts that often come and appear and disappear by themselves within a few months. But lately, I find out with my patients that because the immune system of children has been compromised and suppressed as a result of the environment and the diet, nutrition, and the drugs that they're being given by their doctors, especially their pediatricians, who give them so many drugs on left and right like they're candy.
Mm-hmm.
As a result, the immune system is so suppressed that they hold on to their warts, their molluscum contagiosum. They stick with them for so many months until the parents get exasperated. They don't know what to do,
right.
And they're very contagious. They keep scratching them, and they keep reappearing in new locations on the skin. And sometimes they will disappear when the immune system gets a boost. But if they don't get the boost, and they come to me with my formula, I can easily get rid of them because they do not function like regular warts. The kind that you have on your finger, on your toe, that big resistant wart is different from molluscum contagiosum. It's much more scar-like. It's much more fibrous and hardened and deep. And those require a different approach from the molluscum contagiosum story that you described.
Sure.
Which obviously will respond to the emotional and mind approach.
No, that's great. I appreciate that. I've had a lot of calls as a homeopath from parents that are just up in arms because the doctors don't know what to do. It's not going away. Of course, I've utilized silver because it has a virostatic interaction too.
Right.
But there's always the addressing of the general immune system below the surface. And you talk about those other forms of warts. We use Thugia occidentalis as a common homeopathic remedy.
Right.
And we can use silver topically. But again, the general immune dysfunction, that's critical to understand. And of course, the doctors, unfortunately, are contributing to the dysfunction or suppression with drugs.
You're right, absolutely. We have a horrible system that makes our children the sickest that they've ever been in the entire history of humankind. And we are wondering why healthcare costs are spiraling and why within 20 years, almost every adult will be a sick adult because the pediatrician turned him into a sick adult through treating children in ways that are not addressing the underlying cause of disease.
Hmm. Liam, this guy's good. You weren't kidding.
No, he's rather... Don't let him hear me say this. He's rather brilliant. Don't say that.
Yeah, don't let him go to his head, right?
Yeah, well, too late. Anyway, he's...
No. Well, you know, I don't like to do interviews because you pick on me.
No, we can tell we like you. We wouldn't pick on you if we didn't like you. That's the thing.
I enjoy it when I stand in front of an audience and cover one topic for 2 hours or 3 hours. Then I can go in depth about one topic, and then we can do it on 200 different topics.
Sure.
But this way, we're only touching on little things, and you know, you cannot get to the depth that the audience deserves. But I let you lead the way.
Yeah, we got to ease folks in.
You're the comedians.
We got to ease folks in. We're going to start with the skin.
The audience is driving.
Yes, and we're going to go deeper after this break. We've got more with Dr. T, of course, Liam Sheff, and having a good time here, really introducing you to a new friend to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Absolutely, yes.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Whey today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Whey. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP.
The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
From the external epithelial layer, known as skin, to the internal one and the GI tract epithelium, these things are common to all areas of the body. Connective tissue integrity, very important. Digestion, assimilation, excretion. And although we've been focusing on the skin with Dr. T and Liam Sheff, we're going to go more internally. By the way, those of you wondering, hey, how do I get a consult with this guy? He sounds great. By all means, you can. And we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, and it'll take you right to ecopolitan.com, and there are ways you can set up appointments, find out where he is going to be. And in fact, there is a intense seminar September 27th in Sarasota, Florida. Hello, all our Sarasota friends. Skin lesion evaluations. You will learn things about assessing and, as you said, Dr. T, saving people's lives in ways by learning about these things. Do you have to be a licensed healthcare professional to attend? What's the limitations on a seminar like that?
This one is a six-hour seminar for the general public to learn to become skin lesion educators. Everybody sees skin, and you don't have to be a practitioner of any type, but if you are a cosmetician, beautician, esthetician, massage therapist, acupuncturist, etc., if you see people, even if you're a hairstylist, you see people and you see their skin and you see different lesions on their skin, you don't know what they are and you want to help them and you don't want to go through surgery unnecessarily or to be on a watch and wait kind of approach, which often allows things to get out of hand. Instead, you can just tell them what they have, because you will learn in this seminar through lots of pictures and discussions what those skin lesions are, and you'll be able to steer them in the right direction so they will not develop melanomas, so they will not develop carcinomas, and other type of skin cancer can easily be prevented and avoided, such that the melanoma could be a thing of the past. If everybody did this approach, nobody should have melanoma anymore. And nobody should die from it, and nobody should be afraid of it.
This is very important, right? And there's so many people in the Sunshine State of all places, and I don't believe the sun causes cancer. There are deficiencies that do, and certainly excessive exposure, excessive in anything, can be problematic. But also, we don't want to fear the sun as much as we want to be very concerned about what people put on the skin and also what they put into the bodies. Leah, by the way, you know, thank you again for coming up. You know, now it's months, and we planted those sweet potatoes. They're taking over like almost like the plant that ate the South, known as kudzu. I mean, they don't grow as fast, but they're doing really well. And
they call it kudzu in Japan, and kudzu, it's a highly valued starch plant that they wash in cold water streams to separate some of the, I don't know if they're tannic, but some of the undigestible parts to get out the starch. But Dr. T actually focuses a lot on diet. He says, now we have fought with sort of the audience at times for years on the show, because I've said that the so-called primal diet isn't really Paleolithic at all. It's just a meat lover's diet. It doesn't really have anything to do with eating like a Paleolithic person the way that it's sold. You know, beef brownies, for example. You know, full protein brownies with as much fat and sugar as you can handle is not Paleolithic, as long as it doesn't have any carbohydrates or starches. And I have long made the argument that carbohydrates and starches are, but we have amylase in our mouth, we have digestive enzymes for carbohydrates in our mouth for starches. I want to ask Dr. T about diet and nutrition and gut health.
Well, you know, those are very general topics. Each one requires about 6 hours discussion.
Well, let's start.
There are no simple answers to any question, and you didn't even ask a question. But in general...
This is how he goes. Now he's going to go in.
In general, we are all physiologically unique, and we need to recognize that. And more important than our uniqueness and our genetics is our history. And each one of us has been exposed to different toxins and different parents and different doctors. And therefore, we carry with us the burden of whatever has ailed us in the past and whatever has damaged us in the previous years. And as a result, we tend to have our different challenges, which force us to select diets based on immediate symptoms. And most people say, oh, this is the diet for me because I feel good on it right now. They don't realize that they might be feeling good for the wrong reason, or that they might feel more energy now, but they are destroying their adrenal glands in the future, or that they might be digesting with less suffering at the moment, but in the long run they have malabsorption syndrome. So we have to avoid this temptation to go with what feels good and to understand why we feel good with something that is not necessarily healthy for us, and why is it that sometimes things that are really healthy and good for us are making us suffer, because maybe our digestive tract is not equipped well enough to handle that food because of what we have done to our pancreas or to our liver or to our gallbladder in the past. And that determines a lot of what we need to do in the long run to become healthier. We have to identify what has gone wrong in our physiology, and then we have to compensate for that damage while we are gradually moving in the direction of the real diet that our physiology craves. And that diet is the one that has been with us for many thousands of years, and not what is a one-size-fits-all or a blanket statement that we all should be this or that. We are really made for flexibility. We can handle fats and carbs and protein, and we can interchange them. But one of the three macronutrients is actually toxic in large quantities, and that's protein. Mm-hmm. Protein in large amounts destroys our health, and I've seen even people who changed their diet to eating a lot of proteins because they were told it's good for them, and immediately, even though they were 29 years old, they suddenly developed skin cancer, and they came to see me for that, and they can't believe it because they're eating so healthy in their mind, and everything was cool,
yeah,
and their skin was perfect. Suddenly, they have skin cancer. And other things, because they increased dramatically their protein intake, and the type of protein was mostly based on animal products, which in nature we would not be having access to a lot of these types of proteins, even if we tried. Even after we had bow and arrow and spears, we still have a hard time getting the type of flesh that people are today eating. It's impossible. So our diet is completely different from what we think it should be. And our physiology calls for different things, and at the same time we have to be flexible and not have a one size fits all, because some people will thrive on something slightly different, even if it's as a result of compensation,
sure,
for a different environment that we have today from what we had 5,000 years ago or 15,000 years ago.
Dr. T, this is very congruous with what I've learned in homeopathy and diet and nutrition as well, that it's not a one-size-fits-all approach, although I would say to people, does anybody not need a good functioning liver? Of course, no one would raise their hand if they know what the liver does. And then you say, well, is it a good idea then to put food loaded with toxins, for instance, pesticide residues, et cetera? So when I say something that should be common to all of us is that we got to clean up our act. Whatever we choose to eat, it's got to be a cleaner version of what we've probably grown up on, what I grew up on. But in terms of vegetarian, or what they call paleo, et cetera, to your point and what Liam has said for many years here on the show, the way we are eating animals at the rate we're eating is never before in recorded history until the age of oil slaves, which is another topic we get to do here. So this is not something, though, that is taught in medical school. So you had to go outside of your normal, what I'd say, education to learn this.
Well, yeah, I studied for many years paleoanthropology, even before they talked about the paleo diet. And I didn't have any preconceived notions about it. I just went into the literature and studied what humans have eaten throughout the different eons, and what are the marking on the teeth say, and different anatomical variabilities between us and other mammals, and looking at the whole development of the human species and realizing what it is that we were accustomed to eating. And the most important thing when people argue between vegans and paleo or vegetarianism or fruitarianism or flexitarianism or reductionarianism, mm-hmm, or everything you have,
yes,
out there, these are people who carry flags. And once you carry a flag and you want to believe that your diet is the best, you end up sometimes suffering in the long run. I want people to become flexible in that they understand that in nature there are no rules, first of all. In nature you would eat whatever you would find that is edible, but it obviously would not be man-made. It would be nature-made. And then you'd have to see what would be available. And in nature there are no vegans. Veganism is a good choice for a lot of people. And it is it could be my choice as well. But then how far do you go with that? And is veganism really natural? And even though most vegans are coming to me to be their doctor because they need answers and they don't want a doctor who's going to immediately force them to eat animal flesh and animal tissue, they come to me and I see the types of condition that they have, and many of them derive from their very devout approach. They, it becomes a religion.
Right.
Veganism for them. And it should not be that way, because in nature you would be eating insects. In nature you would be eating crabs and shallots. You'd be eating shrimps and lobsters and
small animals, if you will.
Crustaceans and mollusks, which, things from the sea, things with clams. escargot, they call it.
Mm-hmm. You would eat We'd be eating things. Low on the food chain.
And, low on and the food chain, yeah.
Well, this is the mantra that I've sort of welded to the show.
But those things you would not eat a lot. And, you know, you'd find them, and today they're so polluted that you have to go more towards plants. Plants don't have the bioaccumulation that animals have in the tissues of toxins and heavy metals. So you have to go more plant-based today and eat less of those tiny animals that once in a while you would have found in nature. But it takes away the stress of becoming 100% this or 100% that.
Hmm.
It allows you some flexibility without guilt. The guilt is also a big problem with today's diet.
Wow, yeah, very good. Tying again the emotional state. And listen, the flexibility of, you know, nature. Things shift, seasons shift, there's always shift, and you have to utilize what was available to you. Of course, we do have somewhat modern agriculture, and even the fact that we could grow our own gardens could provide more sustenance on a regular basis, maybe, that you can plan for. But your point is, you know, as you said, paleoanthropology, you study these things and you begin to come to different conclusions than those who become cult-like in their devotion to one diet over another. We're going to be back to wrap it up with Dr. T. He really does, as you can, you know, get the depth and breadth of his knowledge. Ecopolitan.com is linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We'll be back with Liam Sheff and Dr. T after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivora as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links up in the show notes. Thank you all for being here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. Liam Sheff, great connect with Dr. T. Again, a shout-out to Amanda Haley at Stockton Allo 1 for connecting us all and just thoroughly enjoying Dr. T and the work that you do, ecopolitan.com. And you do more than the doctor work. I mean, you do a lot of charity work, helping kids from around the world as well. But the knowledge base, your passion for this and the integrity is just oozing from your pores.
Well, thank you. As long as my pores are healthy, it's a part of a healthy skin. And, you know, I'm glad that you brought up the children because it's something that is dear to my heart. And if you come with me to Nepal on one of my treks, and I take groups twice a year to the Himalayas to visit my communities there, we have about 200 schools and several orphanages and community outreach programs and mothers education programs and adult literacy programs. Our goal is we currently have 20,000 children in the network that we established only 5 years ago. And my goal is to get to 200,000 children if I have enough resources, because if I get to that magic number, I believe that we can stop child trafficking.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Nepal has 15,000 of its own children trafficked every year for prostitution and slavery. Mostly to India, and we can stop it through prevention. Just like in medicine, you want to be preventative to get the most benefit because then the side effect is health. Here, the side effect of our prevention in Nepal, in the Himalayas, is that the children become educated and healthy and nurtured. So as a result, they end up not being trafficked, and they have stronger communities and stronger infrastructure and better schools and better socioeconomic opportunities and better healthcare. And all that is what we're building there. You know, I'm building a special clinic with emergency and care in the wild, wilderness medicine, with a college that people from all over the world will be able to come and attend and volunteer to help and learn what to do in the village where the nearest hospital is 3 days walking away to the road before you can hitchhike for a few hours to get to a place where people can take a look at you. So we need to have a lot of that. And all of this work that we do in Nepal has been revealing to me, and I learned a lot from it, besides saving our children from the trafficking and the horrible fate that comes with prostitution in India, where one girl who's 14 years old could be forced into sex with 30 men in one day with no protection until she has HIV or until she has other diseases, and she ends up discarded. And I know that Liam has a big discussion about HIV, so I won't get any more in there.
No, but we recognize that there are real STDs and destruction emotionally, physically.
What I found in Nepal was that out of my 20,000 children, not even one has the typical childhood diseases that we see in America. Not even one has autoimmune disease, obesity, diabetes, tendency towards cancer or cancer. I don't see any autism, any ADD or ADHD. None of them are on drugs, and all of them are bright-eyed and eager to learn. And that's 20,000 out of 20,000 children. So it kind of make you think, what's wrong with American children that they are so sick that one out of three or four children has to be on a medical drug, that it's normal for mothers in the park to talk about their children's allergies and other conditions, because now we take it for granted that children are going to be sick. And I found out in Nepal that it's not like that. And that's when I studied more what they're doing there, how they're living their life there, what is their connection with the earth and with the microbiome.
Well, it's only strengthening your understanding of the things we've communicated today. It gives me a little more understanding of how you know what you know and how it's impactful for those listening here in the United States or elsewhere. And if you want to plug in to what Dr. T is doing, go to ecopolitan.com. It's linked up. You can even get a Skype consult with you. Is that right?
Yes, I do Skype consultations as well. And I take people foraging in Wisconsin so that they could learn how to identify plants in nature and eat them, and not just survive, but thrive in nature.
Beautiful. Well, this is just the first of many, I hope, visits that we have together. Liam, again, thanks for connecting us. And Dr. T, extraordinary amount of information that you have. And I know we've just, no pun intended, scratched the surface, but we've got ways to heal it now.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to being here, to be here with you and with Liam, and I look forward to our future fun discussions.
Absolutely. And to all y'all out there, remember, the power to heal really is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.